broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day to get out and play a round of golf wherever you happen to be. But this is the U.S. Women's Open weekend, and Hawaii had four players in the U.S. Women's Open. Michelle, we did not make the cut. None of our players did, but they did very well. Our junior golfers, first off, Michelle Wee, of course, a professional. She's won a U.S. Open 2 years ago, has had it tough. Ron Syrak, Golf Digest senior writer, will be joining us in a couple of minutes. She finished five over Alexandra and Kawi and Marissa Chow at 11 over and Allison Corpuz at 10 over. And those were really good scores. So some of the other people who didn't make the cut were 19 over, 20 over. This was not. Cour d'Aval is not an easy course to play. You've got to keep it in the fairway. And Lydia Ko does that quite well. She talked about that after her round yesterday. But first, before we talk with Ron Syrak, the senior writer of Golf Digest at the U.S. Women's Open at Cour d'Aval, we want to thank the people who make this show possible, including the Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant. Beautiful, juicy steak. Love the furikake ahi. Excellent wines and the signature vodka cocktail. Finish with the new Fuji apple pie with excellent service, beautiful view from the 36th floor at the Ala Moana Hotel with valet parking.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Jam. Futurastone. Futurastone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futurastone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futurastone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports. 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery. Featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
And by the way, if you're cruising around wondering where to have breakfast this morning, Liliha Bakery, always a perfect place at the counter or at a table. I always feel at home with friends and great food. And of course, when you walk out, you're going to go through the bakery and you must take something home. It's like old times at Liliha Bakery. Now, welcoming into the clubhouse, we've got Ron Syrak, the senior writer of Golf Digest, the author of Vision 54 trilogy, including Play Your Best Golf Now, 150 majors. Welcome to the show, Ron.
I'm an old guy, Danielle. I'm an old guy.
How many women's opens have you been at?
This, I think it's my 17th women's U.S. Open.
Wow. This is now, Cour d'Aval hosted the, was it the fries.com on the PGA Tour? So it may seem familiar to people who are watching television now.
Yeah, although we're playing it a little bit different configuration. What was the drivable par four in the Fries was number 17 for them, and it's number 5 here. So it's a little bit different of a hybrid of a course. But we had both the Fries tournament and it had a senior women's amateur here also.
Well, you said this morning on Morning Drive, I caught you on Morning Drive on Golf Channel, that this course is very different in the afternoon than it is in the morning. What's different about it?
Well, you have the marine layer of clouds hangs over the course all morning, and so it plays slower, softer. And then when those the sun burns off those clouds, the course firms up and the wind comes up. So in the afternoon, it's a faster, firmer course played under usually windier conditions.
Aha. And that's, of course, when the leaders are going to be playing this weekend. So they're going to go. Who? let's start off with our leader, Sung Hyung Park. She's a KLPGA player. Interesting what she said when she was playing in her first LPGA event held in Korea last year, that if she had won then, she may not have chosen to be exempt into the LPGA?
Yeah, you know, that she would stay and play on the Japanese LPGA Tour and the Korean LPGA Tour. you know, this is, it's going to be interesting to see how she holds up this weekend. She's 22 years old. This is her first U.S. Open. She's really never been on a stage this big. But the three LPGA tournaments she's played this well this year, she's done very well. She was tied for 13th at the Founders Cup, T4 at the Kia Classic, and T6 at the ANA Inspiration. So she's sort of shown that she can compete with the big girls.
She was asked, and she speaks through an interpreter, she was asked why she played so well yesterday. What was, and I think she said something like that it was, she wasn't thinking about winning. That really is such a key, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, I mean, you hear it over and over and over again. You got to stay in the moment. The most important shot in golf is the one you're hitting right now. And that's way easier said than done. But to not let your mind race ahead, to not let your mind be distracted by everything going on around you, that's a huge battle in the game of golf.
I thought it was interesting to see this KLPGA player, Sung-Hyung Park, being in the lead. And isn't the U.S. Women's Open defending champ, In-Gi Chun, a KLPGA member when she won the U.S. Open, the U.S. Women's Open last year?
Yeah, she was. She was a non-LPGA member when she won the Open, and chose to activate that membership for this year. So she's actually a rookie out there this year. But you know, we've also had it's something like 6 of the last 8 or 8 of the last 10 winners of the U.S. Open have been Korean players. Their style of play, putting the ball in the fairway, putting the ball in the green, and making putts, really translates well to U.S. Open.
Yes, and the women make it, they play smart. They really play smart golf and make it look, when you're watching on television, easy. The way they know their distances, they pull, you know, the clubs they choose, they're methodical, I suppose, is the best way I can describe it. When I watch them play, going for the fairways, like Lydia said, is so important. And then playing smart from that at that next shot, they've got it down.
And understanding your limitations, you know, Pia Nielsen, one of the teachers that I work with, likes to say, "Don't try a shot you can't hit." You know, and how many times do we all try to do that? And they play within themselves very, very, very well. And it's a special mindset. It's part of the mindset that. That Lydia Ko brings to what she does. She never gets outside of her game plan. She just stays within the strategy that she's built, and she hits the shots that she's comfortable with, and she waits for other people to make mistakes, and that'll win you a lot of golf tournaments.
We had the USGA always does interesting pairings when they have their championships, and in the first two rounds, we had Lydia Ko, Brooke Henderson, and Lexi Thompson. They were playing against one another, of course. Did you follow that pairing?
Yeah, I did. They were the 1, 2, and 4 player in the world. And I suppose they would have been, Imbie Park pulled out because of an injury, and she was number 3. I suppose she might have been in there otherwise. And you know, as frequently happens when you go with those glamour pairings, it didn't work out really well for them. First off, they got the bad end of the draw on Thursday. They were playing in the afternoon when the course was more than 2 strokes more difficult than it was in the morning. But then also that you're playing with the burden of expectation, you know, that you are the glam group out there. And it didn't work out too well for any of them. They all played better on Friday than they did on Thursday.
Yeah, and Lydia came right up the leaderboard. She's T4, of course. She always does recover well, doesn't she? Brooke Henderson and Lexi Thompson, were they right on the cut line for a while?
Yeah, they were. In fact, when they finished, they were outside the cut line. They finished at +3. The cut was, when they finished, was at +2. It ended up going to +4 by one player. One player let in a bunch of other people at +4 to get in. But they were sweating it out for a little while. But now, you know, this course, as often happens with the U.S. Open, the leaders are going to come back. The lead right now is at 8 under par. I think 4 or 5 under will win this tournament. So if one of those players, a Brooke Henderson or Lexi Thompson, can find a 66 out there today, they're going to move up a lot of spots and get themselves right into the mix going to Sunday.
It looks like the weather is perfect for this U.S. Women's Open. We're talking with Ron Syrak, senior writer, Golf Digest. And, of course, he's at Courtauld. It's a beautiful course. Did they make a lot of, when Robert Trent Jones Jr. built it out, he didn't move a lot of ground, did he?
No, it's really cut through the natural terrain, and there's a creek that winds its way through the golf course that comes into play in about 15 different holes, and he's followed the natural slope really well. The greens are challenging, they're demanding. There's a lot of humps and bumps in them, and it's a position golf course. You've got to be, as you said, you got to be in the fairway because it's tough to get to these greens out of the rough. And you need to really play this golf course point A to point B to point C.
Are they watering the rough more to keep it rough?
You know, it was very, very hot here last week, like in the mid-90s, and the rough browned up quite a bit. So it is wispy and not quite as penalizing as they probably thought it was going to be. But as what the USGA does like to do on all their golf courses is let both the fairways and the greens firm up as the week goes on. So you're playing a firm, fast golf course by the time you get to the weekend, and that's what we're going to have here.
We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk with Ron Cyrak, senior writer of Golf Digest. I want to talk with you, Ron, about Sari Park leaving her final,
sure,
as she retires from playing the LPGA and professional golf. And, of course, the U.S. Olympic teams will be decided on the 11th, and we got some, it's hot. I mean, our team is kind of Lexi Thompson and Stacey Lewis, but the South Korean team, it's close. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
It's U.S. Women's Open weekend, and when Lydia Ko, after shooting a beautiful 66 at Courtauld, walked off the 18th, she was stopped by reporters, and one of them asked her what she thought of the competition to get into the South Korean team.
I heard it's actually really close between, you know, Amy, Soyeon, and Hana. So, you know, I guess, you know, Imbi and Sayang and Inji has kind of locked up the position. But, you know, so the last position is right there. But, you know, they're all playing great golf. So it's just really hard to choose which one player deserves to go in, because at the end of the day, they all deserve to be there, you know, representing their countries. So I think because it is the first time this the Olympics, you know, is on for the ladies, and, you know, for it to be returning in such a long time, it is a huge honor, and I think all the girls are really wanting to be there. So, you know, it's going to be a fight to the end, but, you know, it's just really hard to, you know, just choose one player because they all deserve to be there.
It's exciting. Lydia Ko talking about the South Korean Olympic team. Ron Cyrak is senior writer, Golf Digest. And of course, he's been covering golf for a long time. It's exciting that we're back in the Olympics, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's the biggest stage in all of sports. And I've always been a supporter of Olympic golf. And despite the defections that have happened on in the men's field, I still think it's great for the game. It's great for the growth of the game and great for the exposure of golf worldwide.
Lexi Thompson, Stacey Lewis, they've got their positions locked up. Could Jarena Pillar or Christy Kerr actually move into this team?
Yeah, you need to be, if you're within the top 15, you can take a maximum of four per country. The United States has two, Lexi and Stacey. Jarena Pillar is number 16 in the Rolex ranking, so she's just one spot outside of it. Right in front of her is Anna Nordqvist, who, interestingly enough, they're tied going into the weekend here. But vulnerable is number 14, Bo Mi Lee of South Korea. She missed the cut. But she's not going to be getting any world ranking points here this week. So Jarena, with a good finish, has a very good chance of pushing her way into that top 15 and getting away to Rio. Christy Kerr is number 21. She would need something really special here this week, like probably a top five finish or something like that. But she's only six shots off the lead, so that's not out of the question for her.
Yeah, somebody said on moving day, you know, who are you looking at? And it was, Christy Kerr and her putter. You said Anna Nordqvist. She hit all 18 fairways the first. Isn't that the first round of this U.S. Women's Open? Isn't that a record never done before?
Well, it certainly ties a record because you can't do any better than that. I remember when she won the LPGA Championship and the guy who ran the media center in there referred to her as referring to her accuracy. And Anna Nordqvist, she's 6 feet tall. And he said, they've supersized Annika.
That's cute.
And the tournament at that time was sponsored by McDonald's, so it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, that's great. Supersized. Got it. Yeah. All right, the South Korean team. Just to give you an idea, of course, NB Park is at the top. Siyoung Kim, 6.98. Yep. In Ji Chun, 6.15. Amy Yang, 5.66. These are the points. That's how. And then look at Hana Zhang, 5.54. Soo-yeon Ru, 5.07. As you mentioned, Bo Mi Lee, she missed the cut. But the leader today, Sung-yung Park, is at 4.02. With a win, could she go all the way into this team?
I haven't seen anybody do the math on that yet. I would be surprised if she could move up that far into it. I mean, because there's also you've got she's got five other Koreans.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got a bunch of other Koreans she'd have to jump over.
Exactly. Now, I also heard on Morning Drive, Ron Cyrak was on Golf Channel's Morning Drive, as he often is, to talk about women's golf. And, of course, we're talking about the U.S. Women's Open at Court of All. NB Park chose not to play in this U.S. Women's Open, one of the most important majors of one's career. Saree Park made history in 98 when she won and just opened up the floodgates for the Korean women to get into this game. Do I understand that you heard something about NB Park maybe going to the Olympics?
Yeah, NB's been battling a sore left thumb for quite a while now, several months, and she withdrew from the tournament this week before the tournament started. And I sort of thought that meant that she was going to skip the Olympics also and get that healthy. But I was talking to somebody earlier in the week who was part of the NB's camp. Who said that she's going to make an announcement on Monday. And I said, oh, so she's going to announce that she's skipping the Olympics. And the person says, you're going to be surprised. We're making travel arrangements. So it sounds like she wants to go. And it tells you how big the Olympic Games are in Korea. And every Korean player that I've talked to this week will tell you that winning an Olympic gold medal is considered an extremely high honor in Korea. And it means a lot to them to be there representing their country with a chance to win Olympic gold. And it sounds like, because when I was originally doing the math, I was assuming, okay, Amy Yang's in for sure, and now we're looking at Hana Zhang, because I thought Imbi would be out, but it looks like Imbi's in.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you hear that a player like, this morning we heard that Dustin Johnson has decided, because of the Zika virus, not to go to the Olympics. He wants to have children soon. He doesn't want to take a chance. Patrick Reed, playing in the Scottish Open, said that 2 days ago, if he was given the opportunity, he would jump at the chance to be able to play for his country. He would absolutely go to the Olympics, no matter where it's held. So that was his statement. What do you think of the guys who were withdrawing?
Well, you know, I think it's easier for them than it is. I mean, if you look at it, the women have had only one defection, Leanne Pace of South Africa. And with all apologies to Leanne Pace, she's not one of the big names out there. I think it just shows you that the men get so much more exposure and so much more money than the women get. That for the women, the opportunity to be on the biggest stage in all the sports, the Olympic Games, is something that's special for them. They're playing for one-fifth the prize money the men play, and they probably get about one-fifth the media attention that the men get. And I think the opportunity to be on that big of a global stage just matters a lot to them. And there's not one person I've talked to, whether it be Stacey Lewis, Lexi Thompson, Jarena Pillar, any of the Korean players I've talked to, they're all really excited about going to Rio.
Yeah, and I imagine the LPGA or their team people, the people they consider the we, you know, when you hear the players say we, they mean the people that they work with, who their coaches, their managers, they are working on, I mean, there's the Zika, you know, spray yourself, but then there is the violence of Rio that is certainly something to take into consideration. I imagine that a lot of security is being put in place.
Yeah, I did a story for GolfDigest.com about a week or so ago on what the security situation is, and using sources, information from the State Department, World Health Organization, Center for Disease Control. I talked to three different private security firms, and the consensus is, you know, it's doable, but not without its danger. And I think the key point that was made to me by one of the security analysts is, he said he thinks the venues are going to be safe and secure, and that's not a problem. He worries about people like going out to dinner and doing things like that, where crime is a problem. I think the Olympic Village, where the players, where the athletes are going to be, will be safe and secure. It'll be the challenges will be more for those people staying at hotels in Rio, and knowing where they can go and where they can't go when they're moving around those areas.
Got it. So stay in your hotel. Stay where everyone else is traveling. Get on the bus, go from your hotel to the venue and back. Eat in the hotel.
And, you know, to give both the International Olympic Committee and the International Golf Federation a huge benefit of the doubt here, Brazil's a very different country today than it was in 2009 before the game. It was one of the model economies in South America at the time. And South America's never hosted an Olympic game. They wanted to have one on that continent. And there's no way they could have anticipated that in those 7 years that there'd be an economic and a political and an environmental collapse of the country the way there has been.
You know, when I heard that Dustin Johnson was pulling out and he said that, you know, about his family, it made me think that maybe, you know, they're really close to being pregnant. Maybe they are pregnant. And then I thought of you and your decision not to go to the Olympics, because it was an assignment you were offered.
I didn't go for a couple of reasons. And one is that my daughter is pregnant and I'd have to be quarantined from her for 30 days after I get back. And that would have been an inconvenience. And then the other was just the general security situation. It did not seem like a comfortable situation for me. It made my daughter feel a lot better that I wasn't going, and that was important to me.
Yes, absolutely. And her condition, you know, you don't want to make her feel uncomfortable. She wants to know that her family is safe and secure. And I know that I'm happy that you're going to be safe and secure. And I want to thank you for being on the show and spending so much time with us while you're at the U.S. Women's Open at Court of All. This is a super exciting time. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on, Daniel. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. We're going to come back and talk with Kathy Torchiana. She's a retired USC coach and still very active in coaching here in Hawaii. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Liliha Bakery now.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And this next segment is brought to you by Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, and Aimpoint Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach, featured on Morning Drive, Golf Academy Alive. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau, 808-870-1422. Kathy Torchiana, LPGA, 1999 inductee to Women's Golf Coaches and Players Hall of Fame, retired USC women's coach. You can take a lesson with Kathy Torchiana at Wailea. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Hello, Danielle.
And, you know, it's exciting watching the U.S. Women's Open at Court of All. It's been on Fox Sports 1, and now it'll be on Fox, the regular channel, so it's really accessible. And we saw Michelle Wee. She did not make the cut. She was 5 over. The cut was 4 over. We had Allison Corpuz at 10 over, Marissa Chow, Alexandra Cowie at 11 over. The highest score was 21 over. This was not an easy course to play. So congratulations to all of our junior golfers and going to college golfers who played in this event. This is it's a big honor to make it, isn't it?
Oh, it's a huge honor, and it's actually very difficult. And what I've always told my students is that I can't teach you experience. You can only you can only experience it. You have to be there. You have to feel the pressure. You know, and U.S. Opens are renowned for being difficult. So it's a great test.
Yeah, and the USJ makes it their mission to not only find great courses to play on that are difficult, but to make the setup extremely difficult. And the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, you folks, Kathy Torchana is a coach for the HSJGA, and one of the events that she's taking the kids to is the Girls Junior America's Cup. It's going to be held later this month in Del Rio Country Club at Modesto, California. Team captain is Kathy Torchiana, and her co-captain is Katie Fuqua.
Yes.
Our team members, Alicia May Mateo, Claire Choi, Mickey Monta, and Kayla Baladad. Congratulations to your team, and when do you go? When do you head off?
We will meet in Sacramento on the 23rd, and then I'll drive them down to Modesto. We'll drive down to Modesto, which is 75 miles south, and we'll stay there for a week. We'll finish up the last round this Thursday, the 28th.
So you are going to be there a couple of days ahead of time to get some practice rounds in?
Yes. There is an organized practice round on Monday. It's actually fun. It's a shotgun because there's 18 teams that compete. And so based on where you finished at last year's event, that's the hole you tee off on.
So where did we finish last time?
We were second. We got squeaked up by Mexico.
So
it's funny because they're a whole country and we're just a little state.
You know, we're always doing that, right? We're competing against Japan in the Asia-Hawaii Cup that we have every year here. Right?
Yes, but that's why our kids are doing so well. You know, Mary B. is always, Mary B. Porter King, our president, has always pushed for us to play longer courses, play them difficult. It might be a little hard at first, but it prepares the kids much better.
So what is the, tell me, what do the kids get out of going to an event like this?
Well, it's actually the reward. They play in our tournaments all year to earn points. So it's actually a very much of a merit-based system. I do not pick the team. They earn their way on it, and which is the best way as a coach. There's anytime you pick someone, it puts extra pressure on them. But so this is kind of their reward. It's a really fun event in the sense that there's 18 teams from the Western United States. Each has four girls. There's also a team from British Columbia, Alberta, and, like I said, Mexico. And it rotates around these different locations. You know, 5 years ago, it was our turn to host it here. And luckily, we won. Thank you to Marielle Galdiano, my team's foot putt, and the rest of the girls playing beautifully. But last year, we were in Cheyenne, Wyoming, right after the big rodeo days and before that Walla Walla. And the point of this is that the girls live in private homes. A family takes in the team and then teaches them. They just get to experience how people live in another part of the country.
So they're on their own. They don't have their comfort zone around them. The normal routine is not something they can count on anymore at an event like this.
Well, which is the purpose? Because it's kind of trying to prepare them for team, let's say team college play. Because you know, they're used to, a lot of times they're used to having their parents or grandparent with them constantly and just kind of doing their own thing. This is a lesson in cooperation, a lesson in outside your comfort zone, as you say, a lesson in, you know, wearing the team uniform, not the one you want to wear, looking at it in a different environment. But on the good side, too, they make friends from basically all over the Western Hemisphere, and they're still friends with them. Our team has been kind of very close with Mexico over the years, you know.
It's great, and to have the experience.
It's a very unique tournament, and it's the only one like this. And when I was coaching at USC, I actually went to this tournament to recruit because anyone can tell who can play well. You can just read the scores. You can stay home and just read the internet and find out who can shoot the good scores. I went to see how they react as a team. How do they deal with the captain? How do they deal with each other? What's their practice? How do they, you know, I watched the child function to see if that's the person I wanted to deal with.
I'm so glad you said child, because a lot of times we look at teenagers and we expect something more than, you know, 3 years can give you. You go from 14 to 17, 18, and all of a sudden you're expected to be an adult.
They're dog years. And then the same thing happens in college. You're 18, you're a fresh little girl, and you come out a woman. You know, it's very important. I took it very seriously, that portion of life, you know.
The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association puts together these national and international teams. As Kathy Torchiana, she teaches at Wailea. If you'd like to take a lesson from Kathy Torchiana, retired USC coach, she is there at Wailea. She works very closely with, of course, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And the 2016 national and international team members were named. Now, they weren't chosen, as Kathy said. This is part of the King Auto Group 13 to 18 State Junior Championship at the club at Hokulea. It was on June 22nd. Did that wrap up not a calendar year, but a scholastic year of tournament play?
It actually ends our point count, because that's when these teams have to happen. So it's not fiscal or anything, but it needs to be. We need to determine the top scores by that point.
And the top eight 15 to 18-year-old boys and 13 to 18-year-old girls are then asked to select a national team to participate in. And there's the Junior America's Cup for the boys, the girls Junior America's Cup, which, of course, Kathy Torchiana is the coach for, the Eddie Hogan Cup and the Mary Cave Cup. And then there's the trip, I understand, to Japan that the HSJGA has been invited to attend the Japan High School Golf Championship.
I know that's incredible. I think that's a slightly different. Well, I know. I believe they earned that spot too. Because we don't like to just pick, but there's a little more criteria for that trip. But it was with the cooperation that we've had with this Asia Pacific Cup that contact was made, and what a great opportunity for the kids to go.
And I see that Mickey Monta is on that team as well. So she's not only going with you to play in the Girls Junior America's Cup in July in Modesto, California. Later in August, she travels to Ube, Yamaguchi, Japan to play in the Japan High School Golf Championship. I think it's perfect for the kids to have to play against the Japan high school teams that they may meet when they have to play the Asia Pacific Cup again.
Yes. Well, then it widens your scope. You know, that's one of the great things that Hawaii State Junior Golf did. In the past, the islands just had their own deal, and you could be the best kid on Oahu, but there might be someone better on Hawaii Island. And so by combining the islands, all the kids have gotten better because they have more competition, which is the same thing of by having them go to the mainland. I mean, Claire Choi qualified for the girls' junior, so she's going to come straight from back east to Sacramento. So they're all over the place. But the three of them left now for Junior World, so they'll be down in San Diego. Some are coming back, and Claire's going to keep going.
It's wonderful.
It's
and
great.
I have to applaud the families who must make sacrifices to make sure that their kids can travel. It's an expensive undertaking.
It's a big deal, but that's one of the reasons that they go. They fly once and stay there. So that's why the tournaments are kind of back-to-back. They don't go back and forth too much because it's a ways to go. But
yeah,
there is a little stack up of tournaments so they can do it. And that's one of my challenges, is to help them realize that you need to rest in between. You know, it's not through time to hit balls after balls after balls between rounds. You've got your game. You wouldn't be there if you don't have your game. You need to keep your body strong.
So let me ask you this. If you're in a tournament and you have another tournament, which the guys and the girls, and we've got 17, 18, 19-year-old girls playing on the LPGA, the Ladies Professional Golf Association, you know, the tour,
mm-hmm.
And they've got their game, but they have to practice. What do you suggest if there's a back-to-back tournament? I hear you saying that you shouldn't get out there and practice too much. And I've heard players say that. I spend too much time on the practice tee in between. I should have given my body a rest.
Well, I just think that there's, you know, a lot of kids have a really good work ethic, and from what they're used to in junior golf, there is usually I'm sorry? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. There's usually a space, you know, a couple weeks between events. Part of the problem that I found is because there's travel, they're staying in hotels, it's a different environment, they don't have the same relaxation. By the time they get to Junior America's Cup, you know, we have an opening ceremony with a parade of flags, we've got the practice round, they've got some banquets and stuff. And if they're not rested, that stuff gets tedious. And you've got 3 days left to go, and it's going to be hot, you know. So that's my point. You do need to practice, but you need to be really attuned to your body.
Got it.
If you're getting weary, then just putt, because putting's half the game anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Not more.
Yeah, so, you have to know your limitations.
Well, and too, I mean, young girls that are on the pro tour are exceptional, and you'll see some have off weeks, and I think it gets tired, you know, and just like how the nice big run that Alison Corpus has had. She went to a different level. It was a different tournament, and it's been she's played very well for a long time. And she played very well at the Open, but it's a different league, you know?
Yes. Well, absolutely. And it's a different course, and it's a different setup, and
And
it's hot out there. And it's windy.
That's the point of these tournaments, is to help you grow. I mean, like I said, you've got to do this stuff to learn the experience. And maybe you find yourself getting tired. Say, that would be better if I didn't eat so many balls. That's what you're learning for. That's the point, you know.
Yes, I wanted to. We're going to go to the Scottish Open in a couple of minutes. We have Louine Mayer on. She is the correspondent for the Global Golf Post, and she's at the Scottish Open right now. But I wanted to talk to you about Matteo Manassero. Do you remember that name, Matteo Manassero? He won twice when he was 17 on the European Tour.
Yes.
Right, and then he kind of dropped off the face of the planet, right? Since the beginning of 2014, he went down to something like 596th in the world. which is kind of what he was trying to do is changing his technique to pursue length. He wanted to get longer, okay?
Right.
And he found out that as he was doing that, he was also losing his mind. Mental game was gone when he went back, because he couldn't play to the level that he expected of himself, having won twice as a 17-year-old. So he was caught up in, I should be playing better, you know? This is a quote from him that I thought you'd appreciate. I got a lot of help, people not always cuddling me, telling me off. They would tell me off for certain things. You only want cuddles. Now, remember, this is somebody speaking English as a second language. So he probably means, you know, don't coddle me, right? You only want cuddles when you don't feel good. But it's the only thing you don't need, probably. It's exciting, of course, being up on the leaderboard, and when it's by playing well and not just by scrambling well or by some sort of escape, it's even more exciting, and I'm very happy. Of course, today he had a terrible experience on one hole and dropped from the leaderboard at the top all the way down to two shots back. But he found out, he said, that it was a very slow process. It was not something that clicked. And that's probably a good thing, because I know why I'm playing better and feel better. As a coach, what do you get out of what he said?
It was just a really painful, long learning curve. I found that the desire to get that much better at the sake of everything that brought you there very, very rarely works. There's hundreds of people that wanted to get just that little extra better. They lift it. They jump from pro to pro to pro to theory to theory. And they're also talented. They can do whatever that person says. But I believe that a really great golfer got touched by God and said, you have this talent, and I would use that foremost. You can get smarter, but do not change your talent.
You know, I hear you, because when he said he wanted to get longer, Jordan Spieth isn't exactly Mr. Distance off the tee.
No.
And he's got a great game. Sometimes he's off, everybody is, but he's got a great game, so why mess with it? And I was real, Mateo, what are you messing with this stuff for?
I know. And some people are creative. Some people are just natural, natural swingers, and their body just moves how it wants to move, and then you start getting technical, and that goes away. And there's not enough time in a swing to think too many things.
Someone said I've gotten in my swing thoughts from 52 to 17. Hopefully I'll get them down to 2 by the time the Open happens. I think that was Jordan Spieth as he tries to make changes, and I don't understand it. It's like Michelle Wee doing all these things to her game. It's like, girl, you know, you got it. Just let it come out.
Yeah.
Kathy Torchiana, 1999 inductee to Women's Golf Coaches and Players Hall of Fame, a retired USC women's golf coach, teaches at Wailea, a very beautiful course. And by the way, if you want a tee time at Wailea, there's from 8:41 to 11 o'clock on the gold course, you've got tee times there. And from 10 to 12, there are tee times on the Emerald course, a really beautiful course to play on. Good catching up with you. Let's do it again.
Anytime, Danielle. Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. Bye. Uh-huh. We're off to Scotland and Castle Stewart Golf Links. Laween Mayer, she'll be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are 3 rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The signature, prime steak and seafood.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it! Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Laween Mayer is the European correspondent for Global Golf Post. It's this fabulous new golf magazine. You give them your email address and you get your Global Golf Post in the mail Monday mornings, like that. And Laween is author of several books, including the Colin Montgomery biography, The Real Monty, which I think is such a cool name for a book. Welcome to the show, Laween.
Hello, hello. Nice to speak to you. I don't know whether you can hear me above the rain that's falling at the moment.
I was watching this morning and I can hear you just fine. And it looked like a nice day at Castle Stewart. And then I got to the studios here and I turned on the TV. It's pouring. Where'd that rain come from?
I don't know, but there are some vicious clouds above. It's just absolutely amazing. One moment, well, we haven't had it now for a couple of hours, but there were lovely sunny patches this morning, and then the clouds came in, and it's been absolutely vile since. And, you know, full marks for the players because they've been scoring in it. I mean, there's not too, you know, the wind has died down. It's given way to the rain. And, I mean, Manassero has just, who you've been talking about, he's just had three birdies in a row, and he's got a couple of holes to play.
He's back on the top of the leaderboard.
Yes, that's right. I mean, good for him. He's playing remarkably. I mean, I just hope he keeps it up tomorrow. But, I mean, it was an interesting discussion you were having with the coach there.
Yeah.
And a lot has gone wrong for him. And, he, you know, you would see him looking so doleful. He looked absolutely miserable last year and the year before. But suddenly the spark is back. And, you know, he's now believing he can do it again, which is terrific.
And
Thomas Bjorn actually was. Sorry, I was going to say Thomas Bjorn gave him a pat on the back yesterday and said, well done, you know, good effort. He'd done a 71. And Thomas said he'll have learned more in the last 2 years than he's ever done.
You know, and that's so important because Coach Kathy, I'll call her Coach Kathy Torchiana, she said, you know, sometimes if it's too easy, then when adversity comes, you never actually know how to work your way through that. And so losing, let's say, you know, you come on strong in one round and then you lose it, you've got to be able to just let it go and then come back and play the next day like yesterday didn't happen. And that's not easy.
Exactly. No, no. So, I mean, it's going to be fascinating to see what he does tomorrow. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I understand the European Tour already issued an apology for the setup at Castle Stewart for this Scottish Open.
On Thursday, yes. And quite a lot of people, myself included, actually, I think it was probably a mistake. I mean, why did they need to apologize? Because the setup, although it was tough, I mean, the balls weren't oscillating other than on the 12th green. And so, and as Patrick said, you know, it was links golf. You had to be able to play links golf to get round. And those who could play links golf, you know, got round.
Yeah, and then I heard that they changed things up. They slowed the greens down by letting them grow in to slow the ball down because of the strong wind. Is that what the case?
Oh, they did that. They did that on, they didn't mow them before Thursday, and that was a huge, I was speaking to the club manager, Stuart McCallum, and he said, you know, that he'd been two minds about it. He said the tour were absolutely right, because it meant the round could get played, and the balls were mostly staying put on the greens. You know, it was a good decision that.
To slow it down, but because bottom line is you can't really allow the Scottish Open to go long because you've got the Open next week.
Exactly. Yes. No, no, it would have been daft to take any risks. I mean, you know, this rain isn't good, but I'm hoping, you know, a few years ago they lost a dune sort of was washed down onto a fairway, and the course was in a terrible state for a bit, but I'm sure it will survive, and it'll be a better weather tomorrow, hopefully.
We do, because we're watching Phil Mickelson and Patrick Reed. And Patrick Reed, have you heard anything now that Dustin Johnson has taken himself out of the Olympic mix? And, I say team. We're not really teams. They're more like a contingent of golfers going down, yeah, since they're not playing as a team. Have we heard from Patrick?
Yes, we've heard contradictory stuff from Patrick Reed. I mean, the other day he was saying, you know, nothing he wanted to do more, couldn't wait to, you know, if he had the chance, he'd be on the next plane, and he wasn't worried about the Zika virus or anything else. You know, give him the chance to play for America and he'll be there.
Yeah.
So today, of course, you know, he's heard that he's in the team, and you know, he was. Somebody said, "Do you have any doubts at all with regard to Rio and the concerns that are around it?" He says, he begins, "I wouldn't really say I have doubts." And then he says, "It's just that it's something I need to weigh up and talk to Justin and everybody else about."
Oh,
and it doesn't quite follow. He says, "We have to weigh our options and make the right decision." And then somebody says, "But in principle, you're going to be there." "As far as I know, I'm going to go and play, but at the end of the day, I need to go and talk to the whole family and talk to my team and make sure it's the right decision." So make of that what you will.
I make of that as this: the guy's got to go talk to his wife. You know, that's the bottom line. Yeah. He's not going to make a decision unless he talks to his wife, because his wife will kill him if he makes the wrong decision without talking to her. I think a lot of people have criticized the men for dropping out and have hailed the women for sticking in. But in this case, if we just take Zika and we forget about any kind of dangers that these guys could be in, these girls could be in, the guys have to talk to the wife or the girlfriend. And if something happens, if he, you know, comes back with something, gives it to her, and something happens to their baby, that's it. You know, that's it for the rest of their lives. So for a girl to take full responsibility of her body and say, hey, come what may, I accept this, that's her. But a guy having to be the one to make the decision, that's a whole nother ballgame.
It is indeed. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so tough for them, isn't it? It's horrible. But I really don't know what the answer is here. I mean, myself, I think, you know, the IOC is saying one thing, and then you've got that team of medical specialists all signing something to say that they would sooner see the games delayed, or you know, they don't, you know, they're worried about it. And I think, you know, the reason the women are more pro the Olympics than the men, I think it's because they've got far more upbeat chatter in the locker rooms. You know, they've been talking positively about it from the start. Whereas the men, I think, a lot of them are in two minds as to whether they actually want to be part of the Olympics. I think they think the majors are that much more important.
It's also, it's on a Ryder Cup, here. Sorry to interrupt. With it being a Ryder Cup year, the Olympics, you know, it's, They're going from major to major to major to major to Olympics to Ryder Cup to FedEx Cup. And then the European, right?
Yes. It's far too much. I mean, you know, some of them are playing 13 tournaments out of 15 starts or something, you know, 13 weeks and 15 starts. It's not how golf is meant to be played. You know, they were never meant to do that much. So I think it's very difficult.
Yeah, it is difficult. I imagine, though, if all things were equal, if they were going to London or Tokyo or San Francisco to play in the Olympics, I don't think we'd be having the discussion that we're having now. But all of the things that keep coming out, it makes it much more, much more difficult.
I mean, the golfers can't accommodate things being difficult for them. You know, the men are used to being spoilt quite nicely, you know, and they know where they're going next and everything else. And, you know, there's too many sort of doubts thrown into the mixture here, as well as it being bad timing.
You know, Louine Mayer, Global Golf Post, European correspondent, I love how you phrase things. That's why I like having you on the show. You know, you don't pull any punches. You just say it like it is, and it's very, very refreshing. I'm going to do our station.
I can't cross it out like I can on paper, can I?
Let me see if I can edit that for you. We don't have a 7-second delay. No, I'm sorry, I can't do anything. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, and KTOH FM, Kalaheo. All righty. We are talking with Louine Mayer, Global Golf Post, European correspondent and author. And she travels around the world and writes for the Global Golf Post. I was going through some of the things that's been going on during this week of the Scottish Open. She's at Castle Stewart. It's an absolutely gorgeous location. This is a very old course, isn't it?
The course is a new design. It's a lovely design along the strip of coast. It's absolutely stunning. And they're actually thinking, we're hearing that Arnold Palmer is designing a course at the end of it, which will go sort of round a lovely bay where we get all the dolphins playing. So that would be a lovely course if it happens.
I'm sorry, I was thinking about the Royal Troon all of a sudden. When was Castle Stewart Golf Links opened?
Well, I would say, we had the tournament here about in 2013, I think it was at Castle Stewart. I haven't got my book here to check to confirm that, but it's been here before, and then there was a bit of damage because it was all new and that one of the dunes sort of collapsed onto a fairway. But It's absolutely lovely design. And although Graham McDowell was talking, you know, in 2013, he said it was a bit one-dimensional. You know, he was disappointed in it. But this week he's saying, you know, they've got it absolutely right. It's precisely the right mix of fun and excitement. You know, there's so many good holes on it and a nice mixture of holes. And you remember them all when you walk around or play.
It's gorgeous. It's really beautiful to watch on television. Are there dolphins offshore?
Yes, there are. They've probably got their heads down today. It's not very nice, but it's there really are. And, you know, they're playing around all over the shop, and people come just to see them. It's lovely. I mean, it's such a great place to come and watch a tournament because the views across to the Black Isle and the north of Scotland are just fantastic. Stunning place. I mean, Patrick Reed was really appreciates it. You know, he just sort of absolutely infatuated with golf in Scotland.
He's once he took to the European tour and going to Europe, he played on the European tour a lot. And I really admire him for stepping out of the PGA Tour comfort zone, because the PGA Tour is a little bit different than the European Tour in the way that the golf courses on the European Tour aren't they're not as standard. And I'm not saying anything negative about the PGA Tour, but the PGA Tour setup and the course conditions, it's always pristine. I don't think you get that on the European Tour, do you? The always pristine?
No, not always. No, not to the same extent the Americans are, although our courses get better and better all the time and our greens get better and better. But it's very much the mixture. I mean, I think, you know, Patrick Reed was talking about wanting very much to be a world player. And he thinks you've got to play, you know, all over the world to do it, which is quite reasonable. And, you know, I think he finds that coming here ahead of an Open is a pretty soothing week. You know, you're seeing nothing but lovely farmland and hills and, you know, the sea, and it's not too many people. It's a great place to concentrate the mind, and I think, you know, a lot of them are feeling like that about it.
How about Phil Mickelson? I was watching him slide down the fescue on his rear.
For fun or by accident?
I think it wasn't Patrick Reed's by accident. It was Phil Mickelson sitting down. It was a very steep slope, a steep incline. In Hawaii, we call it tea leaf sliding, and we get these large leaves, and we sit down, and you go down the pili grass, which is kind of fescue, and you know, it's like sliding on snow. And I saw this tweet with Phil Mickelson sitting down in the grass, and he was probably safer sliding on his rear to the bottom of this hill than walking down. It was very steep, but he just seems to be having.
This while he was.
Yes.
Well, this while he was playing. Oh, right. That's okay. I can actually. It is that steep in places. It's very steep. I mean, you wouldn't want to come out here in a pair of leather-bottomed shoes. You'd have all sorts of accidents. It's you know, you have to watch your every step, I promise you. It's tough. And it is, of course, on the edge of the sea, and there is quite a steep ascent. So it's done in layers, of course, and there are a lot of places where you could have to take a nasty tumble, for sure.
Wow. But his game, you think he won the Scottish Open, then he went on to win the U.S. Open a couple of years, I mean the Open a couple of years ago. Do you see his game coming back? He's dying to win.
Oh, he is dying to win. And I've seen him, you know, hit some fantastic shots this week. Can you see where he is on the leaderboard at the moment? He's down a bit, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He you know.
Yeah, he's down. But, you know, he's had his bad holes and wild shots. But he works incredibly hard. I was watching him yesterday after he'd finished, and he went no pausing for tea or anything else, and the food is jolly good here, so he just went straight to the putting green, and he worked. I mean, it's wonderful that he's got this, you know, ongoing enthusiasm. It's very like Patrick Harrington, you know, who just keeps trying and keeps wanting it, which is brilliant. You know, I think a lot of the older players get envious of those who can do that.
Never losing the competitive drive, never stopping, getting lazy. You know, he's not lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was looking for him on the leaderboard, and I keep scrolling and scrolling, and I'm I'm not able to find him without actually not talking anymore, which doesn't work well on radio, you know.
Well, maybe he slipped down the leaderboard like he slipped down that sand dune and he's disappeared from view. I can't see him, I have to say.
Yes, yes. Do you call the wind-whipped white caps that we call them white caps, do you call them white horses?
We call the waves at sea white horses, yes.
Ah, yeah, I didn't know that. I heard that on television this morning, and I had to speak to my authority, you, about this. White horses.
White horses are the waves when they're, you know, you get the white rim at the top as they're falling over. And Monty was looking at them, Colin Montgomery was looking at them just before he set out on Thursday morning, and he said to me, you know, this would be a great day for an artist. I'm not so sure it's the best day for a golfer.
That's well done. And you gave me time to find Phil Mickelson. He finished 70, and he is tied for 51st after the 76, 69, 70. At least he kind of kept it in the range, but it's going to be tough to get up to the top.
Yes, no, it will be. No, I can't find him on my board at all, but no, it will be tough indeed.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's just wanting to, you know, he's testing himself for next week as much as anything else. I mean, obviously he'd love to have won, but he'll be, you know, tinkering a bit and just, you know, hoping to have his putting 100% for true.
Good. Danny Lee donated to the West Virginia flood relief. He would have been at Greenbrier because he won last year. So it was such a beautiful gesture, just wonderful. And Danny Willett and Justin Rose, are they committed to the Olympics?
I'm not trusting anybody who says they're committed to the Olympics, to be honest, because I don't know. You know, we've heard one moment we said, oh, yes, he's definitely going, and the next moment we hear something to the contrary. So I don't know whether it's, you know, safe to say anything at the moment. But Danny Willett was certainly sounding keen. He said he'd talked to his wife, you know, they'd had a long discussion about it, and, you know, they'd certainly not been 100% sure, but he was going to go. And as for Justin Rose, I haven't spoken to him, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. But if he's down to go, I would, you know, I'm sure he'll, you know, if he says he's going, I'm sure he will go unless he really does get concerned.
Yeah, that's the question. You know, you can't. You have to go with how you feel about something, because otherwise you can't play well.
No, of course you can't. And, you know, it's difficult. You know, you can't say, you know, avoid getting bitten by a mosquito. Because, I don't know. I mean, it just, you know, how can you avoid getting bitten by a mosquito? And are you going to be waiting for it all the time, every time, you know, you're thinking something might be on the back of your neck if you're hitting? I mean, it's very off-putting, something like that.
Yes, and then if you do get bit, the whole time you're thinking about this bite and whether or not it's going to give me something, right? It's really hard. Louine Mayer.
It's really hard.
Global Golf Post, always a pleasure. Where do you go off to next? Are you going to the Open?
I'm going to Troon, yes.
You're going to Troon. Maybe we should talk next week if you have time.
Okay, well, that's lovely. Just get in touch again.
Okay. I will. That would be so much fun because I always have a blast talking with you. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Okay.
Aloha. We're going to come back with Bob Bupka. We're going to do a preview of the Open at Royal Troon. Do you know that this is the only course that Queen Elizabeth, the current Queen Elizabeth, has bestowed royal to in her lifetime, in her reign? So it's the only course that's been given the royal treatment by the Queen of England. I think that's so cool. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh.
And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Leliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Let Shannon Brady from the Irish Washerwoman take strokes off your golf game. Why spend your precious free time cleaning when you can be out on the course? Your wife cleans, you say? Well, what better way to make her more agreeable to that Sunday round than freeing her from strenuous household duties by hiring Oahu's premium, reliable, and diligent house cleaners? Contact us now at 808-633-6327 or theirishwasherwoman.com.
Four!
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And now, Bob Bubka, a golf correspondent, Talk Sport in the UK, host of the Grill Room Golf Show. It's on TuneIn Radio for all of us and on Talk Sport. Welcome. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Danielle. How are you? And just to let you know, I am arranging now to have tea with the Queen next week, and I'm going to ask, you know, when a male is knighted, in the female, it's a dame. So I'm going to ask if she would name Danielle Tucker a dame. And then when I'm on with you, it'll be Dame and Dam on the show together.
Wait a second. You know, you've got a mind.
And it I always, do?
Yes, it comes up with the most fascinating things. I love it. Well, you know, the Troon becoming Royal Troon when Queen Elizabeth granted royal status. You know, I always thought if the royalty went to play at a golf course, that it was then given royal status. But I guess it's the only course under her reign granted that royal status. So that's why it's Royal Troon.
Well, she's only been queen 90 years. Give her time.
Hey, that's true. She's not going to go anywhere. She's going to live forever. This golf course was founded in 1878. This is an awesome golf course. And finally, they voted to allow women, speaking of dames, they voted to allow women to become members of the Royal Troon. Do you think they voted because they really wanted to have women in or because they didn't want to lose an open?
No, to be perfectly honest, I think they really wanted women to become members. They realized what a magnificent golf course they have. I mean, it's widely acclaimed around the world as one of the real gems in the golfing world, and they should have female members, and I'm very proud of them for taking that bold step.
So Muirfield voted against having women, but then they came back out and said, no, we're going to vote again. Have you heard when they're going to vote again?
They haven't set the exact date, but they'll keep doing it. I hear it's very similar to the strategy that's going to be used by Donald Trump. If he doesn't win in November, he's going to want another election in December.
We'll just keep going. We'll try again.
Right.
Well, obviously, there's some very powerful people at Muirfield, and they lost their open. You know, it's you don't get to have an open if you're not going to let women in, because it's just that time. One of the beauties of Royal Troon is that it's been won by Todd Hamilton, Justin Leonard, Mark Calcavecchia, Tom Watson, Tom Weisskopf, and Arnold Palmer. Those are all American players. Is there something about this golf course that kind of, you know, suits the American eye?
I really don't think so, Danielle. Just a coincidence. I remember very fondly when Todd Hamilton had to go into that playoff with Ernie Els, and I was in the scorer's trailer with Todd Hamilton's wife and their little baby, and all of a sudden there was a dire need for diapers, and they asked me if I could go find some diapers for Todd Hamilton's baby. So I ran to the front door of the clubhouse, and they asked me what I wanted, and I said I needed some diapers, and they didn't know what I was talking about. Finally, somebody approached us and said, oh, you want nappies. They're called nappies in Scotland. So I was able to get some nappies just in time for Todd Hamilton to win over Ernie Els, and he thanks me to this day.
Do you mean to tell me that while Todd Hamilton was in the playoff playing against Ernie Els, you, instead of being able to watch, you, the golf correspondent that you are, you were the chivalrous man, and you went out and found nappies for Todd's baby?
Well, if the conditions inside that scorer's trailer where we were sitting were deteriorating by the minute. I don't know if it was an act of valor on my part or just pure necessity.
Preservation. Okay, you've been there a long time. You've gone to Royal Troon several times, obviously. How many Opens have you covered?
The Open, I'm going to put it to you this way. Okay. This will be my 122nd major championship when I get there. Actually leaving tomorrow, looking forward to it. I can never get to Scotland soon enough. And of course, you know that Janice Self, who's really the brains behind our operation, lived over there and actually was such a wonderful player that she won the Northern Scottish Amateur Championship a couple of times, a club champ at Cruden Bay, club champ at Aberdeen. I'm so sick and tired of her telling me how many club championships she's won. It's hard to listen to, but anyway, she was highly regarded when she was over there. But, you know, people ask me, Danielle, all the time, you know, Bob, if you could only do one major a year, which would it be? And I really don't hesitate. It would be the Open Championship, and not probably for the obvious reasons, but it's more family over there than it is here. I think our U.S. Open, I know for sure the Masters and the PGA Championship are really along corporate lines, and the Open Championship really is along family lines. A very common sight to see a mom and dad and their 12-year-old daughter and 10-year-old son walking outside the ropes, and they're very knowledgeable and they're very polite, and it's just a completely different feel, and obviously it's the oldest championship there is. I mean, 156 years ago, old Tom Morris hit the first shot at Prestwick. And before you ask me, no, I was not covering that one, but it was quite a shot 156 years ago.
Wow. You know, and it's the Open's always held on my birthday week, so in the 16th. And so I figure one day I have to give myself the ultimate birthday present and actually be at the Open. That would be unbelievable. And I'll have to do it so that I can, you know, use Janice Self's mind to get myself the press credentials that I'd need. I can't tell them that I'm covering some, you know, for some gigantic publication. Hey, it's the golf club.
Listen,
don't you understand?
Listen, Danielle.
Yes.
For everything that you have contributed to the sport of golf and the passion you have displayed over so many years, keeping everybody in Hawaii informed on exactly what's happening in the world of golf, both professional and amateur. You deserve to be there, and you say the word, and the credentials will be handled by Janice in a heartbeat. So,
awesome.
Matter of fact, I know what her plan would be right now. She'll come to me and say, Bob, you can take this one off. Danielle and I are going to go cover it.
And you'd say, no way, Jose. Oh, Bob Bubka is golf correspondent for Talk Sport in the UK, and his show is the Grill Room Golf Show. It's on Talk Sport, and of course, it's on TuneIn Radio, and you can catch it anytime because TuneIn is available for you on demand. Bob Bubka is also the author of The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event, released in the first ebook edition by Diversion Books. It's updated and revised, and Publishers Weekly said it's one for the true golf fan, the one that shot 36 holes in the subarctic temperatures and is unhappy when darkness falls. That's what Publishers Weekly said, that this book is for the true golf fan, the one that shoots 36 holes in subarctic temperatures and is unhappy when darkness falls. I want you to think about that golf fan. And I also want, now, I've heard about something. I was reading some reviews of people who went to Royal Troon. And of course, you know, after seeing my sister and my frustration of not being able to get it over the tall grass, she wrote this recently. It was while they were doing the setup for the Open. She couldn't get to the fairways. The caddies told them, make your own boxes wherever you need to. I thought that was so cool. That's so tee it forward without having to call it anything. Just go make your own tee box. Wherever you want to tee off from, that's fine. And it also talked about something, a golf course called the Portland course that you can play free if you play Royal Troon. Has Janice played the Portland course?
I'm sure she has.
Yeah.
She's not available for me to ask her that right now, but I will share one story with your listeners talking about playing the forward tees. We were playing a rather prestigious golf course in Scotland. I will not disclose the name, but Janice and I had always played the same tees, and we walked over to the men's tee, and she was about to hit when the starter came racing up to the tee and said, I'm sorry, ma'am, you must play the ladies' tees. So I teed off. And then she went up to the ladies' tee and teed off. And then the starter came racing out, and he said, let's switch that. I think, sir, you ought to play the ladies' tee and let Janice play the back tee.
Okay, so they're open to change. That's a very
good really
story.
They really are. You know, we can say anything you want to say, Danielle, but I mean it. You know, I'm appealing to your listeners, too, that, you know, if they have this itch that they want to go to an Open Championship, I highly recommend it. I know a degree of difficulty from Hawaii is a little bit more because, you know, you got to fly across the United States before you begin your trip to Europe. But if you have passion in your soul and you love this sport in your heart, you owe it to yourself to come over to Scotland. It's just magical, and the way they you know, approach golf, it's closer to a religion over there than it is a sport, and it's just fantastic vistas and views and lifestyle. I'm like I said, I'm appealing to every one of your many listeners to your radio show. If you haven't done it and you think you might like to, I would highly recommend it.
The Royal Troon on Craigend Road in Troon, Ayrshire, Scotland. Doesn't that sound like the place you want to go? I like that, Craigend Road. I'm looking at the Scottish Open and the leaderboard, and the guys who are not in the Open, they're playing to get in. Now, isn't it the top 12 and ties who aren't in the Open? If they are in that position at the end of the Scottish Open, they get in. And
you're right about that, Danielle. And that's quite something to play for, especially if nobody's had the pleasure and honor of teeing it up. It's the one major championship where it's pretty uniform amongst the players that they're thrilled, they're honored. to participate. Obviously, being the birthplace of golf over there, it has far more meaning, and you know, the international aspects of it. I know Gary Player was watching some tennis earlier today, and he'll be making his way up to Scotland. He pretty much comes every year to the Open Championship. It's just fascinating in so many different ways that it's, you know, like I said, it's one trip for a golfer that everybody should take.
You always bring heart to the show. Wherever you go, you bring the stories about the people who are experiencing the moment. And that's why I'm going to have to check with Janice Self and see what your schedule's like, since she is the brains behind the operation, right? And see if we
She's absolutely the brains behind the operation. And I have given her instructions that if Danielle calls, I want to go on.
So okay.
She can make that work.
Okay. Awesome. Bob Bubka, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Talk to you next week from Scotland.
Yay. Aloha. I want to thank the people who make this show possible, because without them, we wouldn't get to talk to Bob Bubka when he's in Scotland. And we wouldn't have had the opportunity to speak with Louine Mayer, who is in Scotland. And, of course, Kathy Torchiano, who's on Maui, and Ron Syrak, who's over at the U.S. Women's Open. And I didn't get a chance to talk to him about Sari Park and the fact that she has retired from the game. She talked right after playing her last hole, the 18th, after her second round, she shot an 80. And the question was, how are you feeling while you're on that final tee?
I don't know. Over 19 years, actually. I had such a great time, and I have such a great success beginning with U.S. Open. So, I mean, USGA's makes so special for me. This is my retired year, so they special invitation, actually. I can, you know, last time I played the U.S. Open, so that means a lot to me. And I don't know. I mean, 19 years is pretty long time, but at the same time, for me, it doesn't look so long. Enough have been tour, but I said it's just I learned a lot, and I'm probably the lucky person to be as a golfer as such a great success. So, and now I'm actually move on to new life, which is hopefully everybody just wishing me a luck, and we're gonna miss everybody definitely.
She's gonna have a huge role in taking care of the young South Korean players who want to get onto the tours, and it's going to be awesome having her in that role so that they become well-rounded individuals rather than just focusing on the game. It's so important. So thank you to Liliha Bakery, my favorite always perfect breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Liliha Bakery, at the counter or at a table, I always feel at home with friends and great food and a delight from the bakery that I have to take home, like old times at Liliha Bakery. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. And don't forget their pavers and that fabulous mesh they put between the soil and your pavers that will keep all of the pollutants from getting into the groundwater. Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, and Aimpoint certified. He's a Golf Channel lead coach, and he's featured on Morning Drive and Golf Channel Academy Live. And he's right here at Ko'olina. So you need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. His number is 808-870-1422, 870-1422. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, you need to call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. I mean, you can't have water coming out of your water pipes. It's just not a fun thing. So call Creative Plumbing. And the signature steak and seafood restaurant. Beautiful, juicy steak. Love that furikake ahi. It's so good. Excellent wines and the signature vodka cocktail. Finish with the new Fuji apple pie. Excellent service they have. They really know how to take care of you at the Signature. Beautiful view from the 36th floor at the Ala Moana Hotel. And, of course, valet parking. And the Irish Washerwoman. Yes, Shannon has named her that. Very much tongue-in-cheek. Personalized house and condo cleaning that makes you go, wow. Every time you walk into a room cleaned by the Irish Washerwoman, you can get some help with decluttering with her, too. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.